This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Lee, every day, the things we learn are more and more shocking. Just you know, everything you thought was going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, the things we learn are more and more shocking. Everything I thought was going on in this country hinted at, and I occasionally get a liberal troll saying, oh, you're just trying to scare people for ratings. Every single time, it turns out, I did not go far enough. I did not anticipate enough how far the left would go and how radical they would be. Right now, and we're getting the outlines of this, Trump is literally rounding up a terrorist army inside this country. They were allowed to stay. We're learning from Doge that in some cases, not only allowed to stay, caught at the border, allowed to roam free, in some cases given social security numbers, put on welfare. The first tranche of 6,000 are having the social security numbers Biden illegally gave them stripped from them. I'm sure any moment now a liberal judge will be along to tell us that the terrorists have a right to social security numbers, that Trump can't remove them, even though Biden illegally gave them out. These numbers overnight just begin to show you what they were doing. Let me set this up, okay? After 9/11, George Bush created the Department of Homeland Security for one purpose and one purpose only, to protect the homeland from terrorists. Made sense. Fast forward 24 years. Department of Homeland Security was catching them at the border, releasing them, and in some cases, illegally giving them social security numbers and signing them up for welfare benefits. In other words, settling them in the United States for, I don't know. In other words, the agency formed to fight terrorists is now trafficking them into the United States, and these terrorists were just walking around. We know they could have been rounded up because Trump's done it. 219 terrorists caught in the homeland since January 20th. Just 29 caught in the same period in 2024. That is a 655% increase. So it's quite possible to do from ground zero. No pun intended there. From ground zero, Trump is able to flip the switch. Since January 20th was when he was sworn in, Lee, 219 terrorists just walking around.
Well, when you actually look for somebody, you can find them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. These Democrats intended to coexist with these people and learn from them. That was the plan. They had become so unafraid, they were beginning to recruit on campus. That's where we are. I mean, that this all of this is the same fight. Some of them came in legitimately on visas. Most of the rest just walked over the border. Overnight, we have this RICO-style... Again, these are terrorists too. RICO-style indictments of the leadership of Tren de Aragua with the aim to take it all down. Again, where were the Democrats? Oh, they were denying that Tren de Aragua was taking apartment buildings, lying from top to bottom. And then we'd later find out that the FBI briefed them. They knew. Department of Homeland Security knew they were violently taking territory, stealing a man's apartment complexes by threatening to kill him and his family, and they were cool with it. They knew, but they lied. They lied to facilitate these groups staying in America. And let me remind you of how uppity they got. Because what this is an invading army. Lee, remember this? A Texas oil and gas-based company. This is September of 24, okay, right before the election. Texas oil and gas company issued a memo to employees warning them that the police and FBI were warning that Tren de Aragua, Venezuelan migrant gangs, were robbing oil companies of expensive equipment and, in some cases, oil shipments in the Permian Basin. That's an army, right? That's a cartel. That's an army that's operating on U.S. soil that is capable of large-scale crimes. This is what I would expect in Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a third-world country that doesn't have control of its own security or sovereignty.
Yeah. And where was the RICO-style indictment that we just saw from Pam Bondi yesterday? Where was that? Where was the rounding up of these people? Where was the, hey, here's how we take out the top 28 in Tren de Aragua. We got them all. They got them. They're not running around the Permian Basin anymore, getting so violent and so uppity. They're moving on from, hey, we'll take apartment complexes over here. We'll go ahead and conquer the oil fields over there. They were conquering territory. Not just the oil fields, but also apartment complexes. Democrats were fine with that. I mean, I'm looking at this from the Zero Hedge article at the time. Mainstream media, of course, blacked it out. This was the largest producing oil field in the United States, highest producing oil field in the United States. Organized criminal activity, violent crimes, gang activity, oil field thefts. And these people so dangerous that the companies had to warn their security not to engage them because they will kill you. And every day, then, by the way, did you see this overnight, Lee? They came up with a name. This is brilliant.
All right.
For the Democrats who are flying around the world trying to save these gangsters.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
The MS-13 caucus.
That's right on target.
Yes.
Right on target.
I mean, it's what they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what they are. So the good news, don't be mad about this morning. The good news is the tide is turning, and that is why we are finding out about these things. But the bad news is, you know, you get people like the town supervisor of Oyster Bay, where a lot of these people in New York, where for whatever reason, a lot of this Tren de Aragua leadership was just openly living. And he says, you know, he's on Fox News this morning. Thank God for the relief. We were scared. Well, yeah, it's scary. But this is how they intended for us to live and thought we could live. Want to live. Here's Carly Shimkus this morning on Fox News, and she's talking to him about these busts.
In terms of fear, everybody's concerned. Why were these folks allowed to stay in this country this long? What has been going on that has allowed lawlessness? It's dangerous, it's expensive to taxpayers, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, I know. And can you believe what Todd was just talking about? A 655% increase in arrests of terrorists since January. 200 suspected terrorists have been arrested. What do you think the Biden administration would say about that? Oops.
They would cover and they would dodge and deflect because we saw that for 4 years. Now we have some common sense. I'm very appreciative of our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, the people of Massapequa. Want safety, want respect. We respect our police officers. This is the home of Jonathan Diller, where his family resides. We continue to mourn that loss and the losses and the damage to everyone who has been affected by this.
I think, Lee, the next, you know, several years are just going to be one bombshell after another. Just shock at what they did and how far they went. So. All right. Overnight, another pivot from Scott Bessent and Donald Trump on China and tariffs and Jerome Powell. And what does it all mean? Where are they going with this? Markets absolutely whipsawed again yesterday. How long do you think this can continue, Lee?
Oh, it can go for a while. It can go for a while. And I mean, it's like you're hearing now that apparently we're getting close to some deals with India, which that's one of the things that, bolstered the market yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I do think that we're probably on the resolution side. In fact, there's even talk this morning that there may be some mitigation of the tariffs against China, that some resolution or at least some relief for that may be coming soon. But I think that the Trump administration and his team have found where the limit is for the markets, to where this is not a positive and it is a negative for them. And so they're starting to move back, and which is, was all part of the plan to begin with. I mean, this is a well-executed plan to change the economic paradigm of global trade and to get America out of the basement when it comes to how you were treated in other markets, because that's where we were. We were allowing other nations to tariff us into, you know, inability to get things into the marketplace in other nations, but yet willing to let them, in the case of China, just dump their stuff here at a loss and put our folks out of business. So he's changing the paradigm. I think this is a, as you said, a pivot point here. And I think that the time's right. It can go on a little while longer, but I think they're getting ready to wrap it up.
Again, exactly as we predicted, a lot of this stuff in the market's based off this fake idea that we're just going to put tariffs on, they'll stay there forever, and nothing will ever change.
Exactly.
And we'll go broke.
Right.
Which was not going to happen one way or another. And we're seeing that overnight. 18 trade deals on paper with 18 countries, 34 more being negotiated. Everything a moving part that's changing as the liberal globalist financial media whips the markets and investors into a frenzy. And I think in an attempt to save China. They're as allied with China as the day they were when their surrogates transferred the COVID virus to them. To take out Trump's last economy, they're willing to do it again. But coming up next, something you will only hear here. We're very focused on how we're doing. Oh, no, woe is it. How's China doing? Anybody stop to check? Like, is this working? Wait till you hear this next.